The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Reuben Wood is making his first appearance on our program today. He's an individual that definitely knows what it's like to be able to pursue his passion in life and to see the way that that has been actually received. He's the CEO of Spaced Out Magazine. We're going to talk to him a little bit about that, as well as what it's been like for him to not only do work that he loves, but to see the way, of course, that people are responding to it and that his brand continues to be built. We're going to take a quick break here. We'll be right back with our conversation with Reuben right after this.
Connecting you to PR firm Applause affiliates and clients on Staying the Course. Thanks to your desire for global impact, we learn, grow, and do what we love. We even social impact and unique branding. For almost 10 years, entrepreneurs like Grammy-nominated artists, Music Soul Child, Selena Johnson, Drummer Boy, BET, VH1, Walgreens, Clear Channel, and MAC Cosmetics have joined forces for HIV, breast cancer, and youth issues. A fully integrated public relations firm, Connecting You to offers services to companies, celebrities, nonprofit, and government entities. ConnectingYou2.com for more info. ConnectingYou2.com.
I used to drive all over town for low prices, but now I let Walmart's incredible new Savings Catcher do the work for me. I just enter my Walmart receipt online and Savings Catcher does the rest. It compares the prices I paid for items at Walmart with advertised prices from other top stores in my area. And if Savings Catcher finds a lower advertised price, Walmart gives me the difference on an e-gift card. Now that's my kind of work.
Introducing Savings Catcher from Walmart. Go to walmart.com/savingscatcher for details. Eligible items only. Restrictions apply.
And we're back with Conversations Live. As I said, today we're speaking to Reuben Wood, not only about what it's been like for him to see the growth of Spaced Out Magazine, but also what it's been like for him to do work that he loves and to see the way that people are responding to it. Reuben, hello to you, and welcome to Conversations Live.
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
Hey, doing really good. You know, it's interesting, you know, we talk to people all the time, Reuben, about the importance of not only having a vision, but then, of course, doing the work that it takes to bring that vision into reality. What has it been like for you to have had ideas and now to be able to see those ideas brought to life?
Well, I can definitely say it's been a blessing, and one of the most wonderful things is all of the great opportunities that I have had since, you know, going through trials and tribulations. And all the wonderful people that I've gotten to work with.
So how did it all begin for you? Because you know, just like I know, there are people out there that can say all day, well, I want to do X, Y, or Z, but for whatever reason, it doesn't happen for them. Either they're not willing to put forth the work, or, you know, something may happen, a challenge may come, and then they give up. You know, what was it about your journey that made you say, you know what, regardless of what comes my way, I'm going to make this happen?
Well, I originally got into the music entertainment industry in 2010 after I graduated high school. In 2011, I moved to New York, and, you know, I was pursuing my musical career. I was an artist at first, and later on in 2011, I actually made a transition from being an artist to more so of an entrepreneur, and then I actually founded Spaced Out Magazine then.
Okay.
In 2011, like toward the end of the year, we were getting ready to put out our first issue, but it got put on hold. At the time, I still was doing music and so forth, and because of bad management and me investing a lot of time and resources as well as funds into the things that they were supposed to be doing, you know, it put me in a bad position. And then
right.
In 2012, I wound up being homeless in Atlanta because of my actual apartment caught on fire. So, you know, it was a really rough time.
Right.
And later on that year, it was after that I actually got back on my feet and wound up releasing our first issue of Spaced Out magazine.
Yeah. So take us into Spaced Out magazine. I mean, you know, as you said, you know, you were kind of in the industry, first of all, as an artist. Then, of course, you got more into the entertainment side of it, of course, being able, and that being one of the bases of Spaced Out magazine, to be able to cover what's going on, you know, in the celebrity world. When people go to the website now, spacedoutmagazine.com, they get a really good idea of what you're building there. But where did the initial idea for it come from, Ruben?
The initial idea for it came from, like, back in 2005, I would actually sell clothes and shoes with my brothers because he actually had a shop that he was selling all exclusive Jordans and apparel and different things. So we were actually thinking of putting together a catalog for this stuff, and it was going to be called Spaced Out Magazine. So that's where the original idea came from. It was never planned to be a entertainment magazine and as big as it is now.
Gotcha. So when you started to see the growth, did that make you kind of look at all the challenges you had faced, you know, what you talked about, even with us here, you know, the poor management, you know, being able, of course, to be able to put out things, you know, and not being able to see, you know, the fulfillment of them, you know, going through losing your apartment, being, you know, being homeless. When you start seeing the way that Spaced Out magazine took off, was that part of kind of what made you say, you know what, you know, maybe this is going to work out?
It was definitely a part of it. And then, you know, even when it did start to take off, it also caused a lot of tension, a lot of drama, a lot of people were hating because, you know, I made a transition from being an artist and going to a media personality.
Right.
Any of my musical fans, they did not like that. They didn't like that at all. So it was a big challenge to make that transition. But, yeah, you know, I told myself that as long as I stuck with it, the sky's the limit. So
there you go. And I think that is great advice for all of us. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking today with Ruben Wood. He's the CEO of Spaced Out Magazine, but he's also an individual that is being able to, you know, be able to have a vision, but also is being able to see that vision come to life. One of the ways that Spaced Out Magazine is reaching people is not just through the website, Ruben, but also through social media. You're on Spaced Out Mag on Twitter. Also, they can go to Spaced Out Magazine spelled out on Facebook. One of the things that struck my attention, you know, and I think it has to make you feel good as the individual is bringing this to life. You have an individual in August on your website said that Spaced Out Magazine is the best site for the best hip-hop, rap, R&B, rock latest news. When you hear someone say that, that's outside of your team, when you hear someone who enjoys the site and enjoys the content, how does that make you feel?
It actually makes me feel like I'm doing something right. So, you know, a lot of times, like I say, with all the past challenges that I've had, sometimes that lack of support really did have me where, you know, I was always wondering, should I continue going? But it's for the people who, you know, have those comments and say things like that. It definitely uplifts the spirit and makes me continue to work even harder.
Right, exactly. So how do you think this has happened? I mean, when you look at, I referenced Facebook in that comment, you have over 30,000 that are staying connected with you just on that one site alone. You know, what do you think has been the key, Ruben, to your being able to not only grow the magazine, but to grow the platform, you know, that promotes the magazine?
I would definitely say the key is a lot of networking. It started out with several different, going to all these different events, connecting with a lot of different publicists, PR firms, advertising agencies, celebrities, entertainment companies, as well as record labels, both independent and major. So, you know, it's a lot of footwork, a lot of things that have to be done. Definitely, I'm always on my hustle. I'm always, you know, doing something.
And I think that says a whole lot right there. And also, I think it shows other people what it takes. I mean, did you realize as you were going down this journey, Ruben, that you would then become an example for other people as to what's possible for them?
Originally, I didn't. But then after seeing a lot of things that go on in the communities and so forth. I did want to become an example because I did want to show everybody, you know, this is somebody who basically lost everything.
Right.
I can do it. I definitely know you can. I mean, you don't have to do it in the form of a magazine or a record company or anything like that, even if you're at a 9-to-5. You can work a 9-to-5 up to owning your own establishment. You can do it.
Right. I think that is it. That is such an important message, I think, for people to be able to remember, because a lot of times, Ruben, as you know, people look at individuals and say, I'll never be able to do that. And a lot of the reasons why they say it is because either someone has told them growing up what they can and cannot do, or they've allowed themselves to just believe that where they're from, you know, or circumstances they've been through, you know, will be keeping them from being able to do it. So, you know, when it comes to branding, and that is always the important thing of not just being able to do something, but being able to, you know, really make a name for yourself in the process, does it also make you feel good, as you said, you know, that you are getting people inside the industry that are not only taking notice, but also want to be a part of what you're building with Spaced Out?
Yes, it is. I mean, it's always a great thing to work with people who are positive and like-minded as myself. Just yesterday, I actually became the brand ambassador for a luxury lifestyle brand, ATL Wood, out of Atlanta, Georgia. And we have major releases for that and a couple of other things that I can't announce yet. Mm-hmm. So definitely be on the lookout for that.
All right. So, you know, and I think that is the thing, you know, being able to continue to mix things up, you know, and to make a difference, but then to be able to do it your way. Do you think that also has been how you've been able to have the longevity, Ruben, already? You know, because some people would very easily, you know, start something no matter how great it is, and then, you know, either get bored with it or say, you know what, you know, there are other things that you know, that's going on. Do you think the fact that you love what you do is one of the things that really drives you to do your best every day?
Yes, I definitely can attest to that. Not having so many people that doubt you and tell you what you can't do and what you can't accomplish, that to me gave me my motivation.
Okay. Wow. Well, you know, I think that sometimes that's the case, you know, being able to look at what people, you know, say and what, especially, you know, what others have tried to do. You know, they say that imitation is, you know, the best form of flattery, you know, and a lot of times people will try to be able to do exactly what you do. But, I mean, if it's not their purpose, if it's not what's meant to be their passion, it's definitely not going to work. So as you said, you know, the big news about you being a brand ambassador, what else should our listeners be looking forward to from you, Ruben?
Well, we're getting ready to launch Spaced Out Magazine TV, which will be a online as well as video on demand television network. Also, we have the relaunch of Spaced Out Magazine Radio, and it'll be broadcast through Live 365 and several other internet-based websites as well as apps as well. So we have a lot of things in the works as far as with media and just, you know, a great issue coming up in the winter.
All right. So a lot for us to be able to look to. You know, I'm asked the question a lot that I always kind of dread myself, and that is, you know, who are, you know, some of the, you know, your favorite people you've interviewed? I'm not going to ask you that question, but I am going to ask you this. You know, has there been someone that you've had the opportunity to meet or to interview, Ruben, that has inspired you to push yourself toward that next level?
I would definitely say someone that I recently had the privilege of just simply getting a shout-out from when I was covering the BET Hip Hop Awards, Ty Dolla $ign. This is someone who I was actually in the studio with in California, EMI Universal Studio. I remember him in a writer's session. He was doing a record for a major artist.
Right.
And just seeing the growth that he went from doing writing to, you know, signing with Taylor Gang and, you know, having this big deal coming out with all these new records and everything. This is somebody who's, you know, I think he may be four years older than me. Maybe not even that much. But, you know, we were around the same age. You know, I got much respect for him for what he does because, like I say, I was there before, you know, he made this transition. But he's always
right.
been a writer, and he's always been in the industry. But before he made this bigger transition, I was there. So, you know, definitely people like that have inspired me to keep going because it is possible.
There you go. It is possible. And that is the great example, I think, that Reuben Wood is showing us all today. Again, everyone, Reuben Wood has been our guest. Make sure you guys are staying connected with him. Of course, through the magazine website is www.spacedoutmagazine.com. That's where you guys can go right now, of course, to be able to find out what's been going on Spaced Out. Spaced Out is also on social media. You guys can find it, as I mentioned earlier, by going to Spaced Out Magazine on Facebook, as well as at Spaced Out Mag is where you guys can find it on Twitter. Reuben also has his own Twitter handle there on Twitter. It's at CEO of SOM, S-O-M. Of course, it stands for Spaced Out Mag. So make sure you guys follow him as well. You know, Reuben, you know, it really is great to speak with me. I'm excited for you and the great things that have been coming your way, and looking forward to speaking with you again. I know a lot of great things are going to be coming up.
Yeah, and I thank you for having me on your show.
Hey, man, we're glad to do it. And we thank you for tuning in to another segment of Conversations Live. And if you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation with Reuben, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you guys can catch the podcast just about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the links are already available on both of those places. Head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb, or you can go to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then, taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.